strain of Spanish Jewry that he's almost the dying ember of the Golden Age of Spain, because he, in his work already, you see, you sense the fact that the times are changing, and that the preferred position of the Jews in Spanish Jewry would not, in Spain rather, would not remain indefinitely. That's the sense that you have from him. He has a great deal of love for Spain. He writes in his commentary to Chumash, in Chumash Vayikra, in Parshas Emor. So he writes, when he explains the four types of vegetation which are taken on Sukkos, the Esrog, the Lulav, the Hadassim, the Aravos. So he describes why those four were chosen as being the most beautiful and having these qualities to it. So he writes there, in an ironic aside, he said, anyone who has gone from the land of Spain, the land of the Muslims, to the land of the Christians will understand what I'm saying. Meaning that in Spain they had an appreciation of these things, of beauty, of vegetation, of scenery, etc. But if you go to the land of the Christians, meaning already France and Germany, etc., so there the climate wasn't there and the appreciation wasn't there. And there's a great deal of irony in many of the things that he wrote, expressing the fact that Spanish Jewry is now facing problems that it would not find easy to overcome. Therefore, the review of the lives of these three people and of their contributions and volumes gives us, I think, a clear picture of what it was like at the height, at its most successful time. And from this time on, the situation of the Jews will change. That will change because of three factors. All three factors are present today, by the way, in the Jewish world, in the general world. Number one, Muslim fanaticism will now return. As I mentioned to you, the Moors were very tolerant, and they were not very good Muslims. They didn't really care that much. Now the Frumi are going to come back, and they will have a profound effect on narrowing Jewish life in Spain. Secondly, the reconquest. The Christians are going to reconquer Spain, and the Christian attitude towards the Jews is going to change radically. And the third thing is that the combination of assimilation and of the worsening of the situation for the Jews will cause the Spanish Jews themselves to rethink their lifestyle, to rethink their preoccupation with poetry and philosophy and language and all of these things. And there will arise within Spanish Jewry itself a reaction that will say that our situation is becoming worse because of the fact that we have forsaken the Torah, we have been too interested in other things which are not really Jewish, and that unless we therefore return to our roots, we are going to be destroyed. All of those three factors will be seen in the story of the Rambam that will be the next lecture. Because in his lifetime, all three of those events occur, three of those influences rather combine and occur, and it is part and parcel of his life, these events, the arising of the Muslim fanaticism, the continuing reconquest of Spain from the north by the Christian forces, and the change in attitude within the Jewish people in Spain regarding their lifestyle, regarding their commitment to secular studies, regarding their preoccupation with philosophy and with poetry. The good news is that next week there's no class again until August 14th.